in local news. Here is this week's Buncombe County COVID-19 Community Update. The U.S. public health emergency for COVID-19 infection ended on May 11th, even though the virus has not gone away. According to the CDC, more than 1,000 Americans died from COVID-19 during the week of May 3rd. Last year, it was the fourth leading cause of death in the U.S., down from third in 2021. More and more Americans have developed some immunity to this disease from immunizations and previous infection, reducing the risk of developing severe illness. New variants continue to infect people, with the most at-risk groups more susceptible to severe illness. The end of the public health emergency signifies changes in data reporting by the federal and state government. The CDC and North Carolina COVID dashboards will no longer report COVID-19 community levels, community transmission levels, the number of cases, and vaccination status. Both websites will tabulate data for COVID-19 hospitalizations, deaths, and emergency department visits. There are fewer Buncombe County COVID-19 metrics on the North Carolina COVID dashboard. Data from the week ending on May 3rd indicate COVID-19 hospitalizations are unchanged from last week. Wastewater monitoring will be reported later in the health report. The Department of Health and Human Services wants everyone to know COVID-19 is an infectious disease that is caused by a virus. It can spread rapidly. It can affect different people differently. Some people have mild symptoms, like a cold, and others have more severe symptoms, like a bad case of the flu. It can harm other parts of the body, too. Some effects can be long-lasting. Older adults and immunocompromised people are at a higher risk of developing severe illness and being hospitalized. The CDC recommends that people in these groups get an updated COVID-19 bivalent booster. The updated bivalent COVID vaccine gives the best protection against severe illness, hospitalization, and death from the new variants. The Department of Health and Human Services recommends stay up to date with COVID-19 vaccines and the updated bivalent booster. Wear a tight-fitting mask for extra protection. People who are positive for COVID-19 or do not feel well should stay home. People with any COVID symptoms should get tested. If you test positive, see your doctor because your doctor may recommend medical treatment.